We are celebrating International Men's Day on the 19th of November. This year, the theme is Stop Male Suicide. You're probably wondering, who is that beautiful baby in your arms? Well, this beautiful baby is my granddaughter. She needs positive male role models in her life. She needs a caring grandfather and a loving father who can cheer her on so she can reach her full potential in life. All our children do. Internationally, we are losing more men than we ever have to what some experts are calling the silent epidemic of male suicide. Global suicide rates have increased 65% in the last 45 years, but because male suicide is higher than female suicide, the increase is disproportionately affecting men. Men commit suicide in 97% of the countries of the world at a greater rate than women. In every country except China and a few others, the suicide rate is far worse for men than women. And averaged out on a country-by-country basis, the rate of suicide for men is over 2 times that of women. Male suicide is worse in Western nations. In America and the UK, the ratio is 4 to 1. In Australia and Canada, the ratio is 3 to 1. The deplorable state of men's health internationally is obviously a contributing factor to the epidemic of male suicide across the world. Recent World Health Organization data shows that globally, a woman's life expectancy at birth in 2015 was 74 years. For men, life expectancy was only 69 years. Children suffer when they lose a grandfather or father prematurely. So let's work together to turn the tide of male ill health and stop male suicide. This year, Glenn Poole, an International Men's Day coordinator, has written a book called Stop Male Suicide. His solution can be summed up in the words, learn, love, and listen. Let's make this the motto for this year's International Men's Day. Let's all help stop male suicide.
Happy International Women's Day 2017, world. I'm your host, Hassan Labdouni. Welcome to TLE TV and TLE Radio. And today, we're going to discuss International Women's Day / International Men's Day. Now, to begin with, let you know right now, this is politically incorrect. You are listening to our politically incorrect segment, where viewpoints may not necessarily reflect that of the lyrical elitist or everyone involved, but these are thoughts, opinions that are circulating online around the world and in the hearts and minds of men. Now, first and foremost, I said before, happy International Women's Day. But what I want to talk about is not really putting focus on International Women's Day, but rather on men, their well-being, their health care, their mental well-being, their prosperity on their life. Now, we have all these things talking about women, all these holidays, all these different days that go to support women and lift them up and empower women and show them that they're not subservient to men, that they are equal to men, and so on and so forth. And what we do is we've overcorrected the spin out that this freaking car called America is on, where now with all this overcorrection, all the focus, all the attention, all the compassion, all the sympathy, all of it has been focused on women. And by doing so, we neglect men. We neglect men's rights. We neglect men's privileges. We neglect men's well-being. We neglect men's mental well-being. Women have all these holidays, all these celebrations, all these events that go to herald the fact that they're women. We got Valentine's Day. We have Mother's Day. On Mother's Day, listen, on Mother's Day, mothers get so much love. On Father's Day, women get so much love. You hear about all the women on social media talk about Happy Father's Day, Happy Father's Day. I'm playing both roles. I'm woman and man. I'm the mother. I'm the father. Happy Father's Day to me because ain't no daddy around. We focus on the woman. On Father's Day, it's still yet about the woman and not the man. On Father's Day. Any other holiday you could think of, any other day of note you could think of, gets focused on the empowerment of women while neglecting men, while ignoring the fact that men have become so reviled in our society, that men have become so hated in our society. For example, yesterday there was this young lady that I know. She posted on social media that she was fixing her car, and her post went as follows: I don't need no man to fix my car. I got this. Ha! No. We're not going to celebrate not needing a man. We're not going to celebrate not needing our equal partner. We're not going to celebrate destroying the duality of the natural system and take it all upon oneself to be all, the end all be all. I refuse. Now, before I started this podcast, I had to Google, is there an International Men's Day? Come to find out, there is an International Men's Day. And what is ironic about the International Men's Day is that people tend to tweet most about International Men's Day between March 8th and 9th. However, International Men's Day is November the 9th and 10th. So how is it that on the International Women's Day, that is when the International Men's Day gets any real focus? It's like, oh, women have this. Oh, do men have it? That's probably what they look up to see. Oh, do men have it? But by the time International Men's Day come around, nobody gives a fuck. I've been saying this for a while now. I've been saying it. Nobody gives a damn about men. Nobody gives a damn about men. Fuck men. But don't forget, you need men's sperm to have your children. You need men to come and fix your plumbing. You need men to come fix technical stuff that's coming around the house. You need men to come haggle with the dealership or the body shop because they view you as a woman. They're going to go ahead and take advantage of you as a woman not knowing much about cars. We need men for all these things, but at the same time, we ignore the contribution of men. We ignore the value of men. Now, over the last year, tweets about International Men's Day, around 2/5 of tweets about International Men's Day last year occurred on International Women's Day. So roughly 10,000 tweeted about International Men's Day between March 8th and 9th. In comparison, for the whole rest of the year, January, February, April through December, only 15,000 tweets about International Men's Day. Very disproportionate. Now, anyway, The Mirror reported in 2013 there were about 25,000 tweets about International Men's Day. According to a Twitter spokesperson, almost 10,000 of them were in 24 hours from March 8th and 9th, otherwise known as, you guessed it, International Women's Day. that was the peak in International Men's Day conversations for the year. But why do we have International Men's Day? Now, according to their official website, objectives of International Men's Day includes a focus on men and boys' health, improving gender relations, promoting gender equality, and highlighting positive male role models. It is an occasion for men to celebrate their achievements and contributions, in particular their contributions to community, family, marriage, and childcare, while highlighting the discrimination against men. Now, the day coincides with month-long event Movember, which encourages men to grow mustaches to raise awareness of men's health charities. You know, No Shave November. So, how should we celebrate International Men's Day? Well, the organizers of International Men's Day say the event is an opportunity for people everywhere of goodwill to appreciate and celebrate the men in their lives and the contribution they make to society for the greater good of all. Methods of commemorating International Men's Day have included public seminars, conferences, festivals, and fundraisers, classroom activities at schools, radio and television programs, church observances, and peaceful displays and marches. Now, I'll say this, as far as the church observances, all the churches that I've been to don't observe International Men's Day. They're quick to celebrate the women, though. I mean, granted, the women give birth to us men and bring us men into the world, but it doesn't begin without the man's seed being planted in the woman's uterus, thereby fertilizing the egg to create the baby. Now, but if you want a more low-key way of celebrating International Men's Day, perhaps telling a man in your life how much they mean to you will do the trick. If you want to tell us about an inspirational man, go ahead and let us know here at TLE TV. Let us know here at the Lyrical Leaders. Tell us about a man that's a man that's inspirational to you. You tell us about a man that's inspirational to you, we'll go ahead and share that story. We will post that story because guess what? The way the system is set up, men have a raw deal right now. And it's going to continue if we don't go ahead and address it and try to balance out this overcorrection that this system is doing in favor of women's rights and women's empowerment women this and that. I'm just saying. Women don't have it as bad as they want to say they have it. Women don't have it as bad as they want to say they have it. For them to have it as bad as they say they have it, they wouldn't have the platform that they have to speak about it. They wouldn't have the concessions that are made. They wouldn't have Donald Trump making it his priority within the minority community because for some reason they would want to call women minority. And you let the people choose the words and define the words so they can stay in control. It's fuckery. But that's all I'm going to say about that. I'm going to say right now, happy International Men's Year to all the men around the world doing what they have to do, doing what they need to do, or doing what they're being forced to do without complaint, without giving up, without saying, fuck it, I'm done. I'm not doing this shit anymore. Best bet, if we can't change the direction of how things are going, men are going to have to lead the country, or there's going to be an uptick in women homicides. I'm your host, Hassan Labdouni. This ain't popular. This ain't favorable. But I don't care. It's something that needs to be said. You just turned into TLE TV, TLE Radio. I'm done. Oh, and P.S. For those that are, I would say, not up on International Men's Day, let me just give you a little background. The objectives of celebrating International Men's Day include focus on men and boys' health, improving gender relations, promoting gender equality, and highlighting male role models. It is an occasion to highlight discrimination against men and boys and to celebrate their achievements and contributions, in particular for their contributions to community, family, marriage, and childcare. The broader and ultimate aim of the event is to promote basic humanitarian values, International Men's Day is celebrated in over 70 countries, including Antigua and Barbados, Australia, Austria, Bosnia, Herzegovina, Botswana, Burundi, Canada, the Cayman Islands, China, Croatia, Cuba, Denmark, France, Ghana, Grenada, Hungary, India, Ireland, Italy, Isle of Man, Jamaica, Malta, Nigeria, Norway, Pakistan, Romania, St. Kitts and Nevis, St. Lucia, Singapore, South Africa, Tanzania, Trinidad and Tobago, Ukraine, and the United Kingdom, the United States, and Zimbabwe on 19th of November. And global support for the celebration is abroad. International Men's Day is followed by Universal Children's Day on the 20th of November, forming a 48-hour celebration of men and children, respectively. Additionally, the month of November is also occasionally recognized as International Men's Month. Shout out to No Shave November.